podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Jeremy, let's talk about your friend wanting you to help him move.
Name's Emily.
Yeah. Oh, it's Emily. So, yeah. Oh, you're the one with the pickup truck. That's why
I know. I know. It's natural.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I do have Jeremy in my back pocket because you're the only person now that I know with a truck, and mm-hmm. So it's
don't ask.
But
don't bother.
So my girlfriend is moving tomorrow, and I really do have plans tomorrow night. But I was just waiting this entire week. I was just kind of waiting and waiting for the hey, you know, we're moving. You know, when you get done with you know the show, can you come like help maybe put some boxes in the truck? And I don't care how much I love you. You could be my friend. You could be nanny. You could be my sweet little 87-year-old grandmother. I don't like moving. Not going to help you. Not going to do it. But she said that they actually hired a moving company. And I was so impressed by her. And she said, well, we're past the age where you can bribe friends with beer and pizza.
True. I think there's mm-hmm. an age cutoff for that.
So I in that moment, I just fell in love with her. But I'm still not going to help her move.
You never, like just for example, you never see people in their 60s calling their friends saying, hey, I got pizza and beer if you help me come move.
Yeah, oh, count me in.
People in their 50s I've
right.
seen do that.
No, and that's what I'm saying. I think the age cutoff is probably 30.
I would say I'm in it. Probably 35, I think, is the cutoff. Because I just helped my buddy Mark move, and I said, dude, this is the last time.
You're too old.
I'm done. My back hurt the next day. It's exhausting. It takes up a whole day.
It's very dangerous.
It's right, that. Which it kind of sucks because he was like, yeah, I agree. I'm never doing this again. But it sucks because if we move, he owes me. Because I just helped him move. So I'm going to have to, I got to waste.
You remember that card.
It's wasted help. But I said, next time we move, hire it out. That is the way to
That's
go.
That's probably the best way to spend your money.
Yeah, when you're 25, you don't want to pay for those movers and the truck and all that. You don't want to pay for it. But when you get to 35, you got to suck it up. You got to start paying for that because your friends are too old to help you move.
Yeah.
Nobody likes it. Not one human on the planet gets the offer, hey, help me move. And they're like, yes!
That's where you're wrong.
I'm in.
And that's why there's somebody that I want to talk about. Because
who is this?
I will call him an acquaintance because it's not like we're good friends, but I've been around him enough. He is that guy who whenever he even hears talk of people who are moving, he will rush up and volunteer to help and kind of raise his hand and stuff like that. And I thought about this a few years ago when I saw him do this again. He even asked me, he was like, I heard you're moving. Do you guys need some help? Because I can come over and help.
Like, why does he do this?
That's what
does he love free beer and pizza?
No. Here's what I'm thinking. And you tell me if I'm wrong. This is just my suspicion. I have no proof. I suspect that the guy is a snoop, that he loves helping people move because he loves going through people's stuff and looking in boxes and seeing all the stuff they've got in their house.
Their couch.
Right, because you get to go into the inner sanctum, right? You get to go into their various rooms and pick stuff. I think he gets some sort of...
Gets his jollies.
Gets his high, and
I think
he's
he gets
kind of
a
pervy.
Little bit of a thrill from looking at people's stuff. And
the
I think
bottom
that's why
drawer
he does
of the dresser.
Yes.
I'll get that drawer.
Well, God, in the grand scheme of things, if he wants to help, I'd say that's a win-win. You know, yeah, sure.
So
here.
You'll take the sniffing
I'll take
your underpants
over a free. Yeah, is he strong? Is this a strong man, or is he like? No, let me. I'm going to take the box full of the clothes.
I think he's pervy.
That guy.
That's what I think. And you can't say that to somebody. Like when he was volunteering for the other person, like 5 minutes later, I wanted to pull the other person aside and say, you don't really want him
he's
coming
a
over
sniffer.
To your house.
There's only so much pervy.
He might be.
I mean, he's like, every time, I'll get the bedroom.
Right.
I'll get it. I mean, there's only so much pervy stuff you can manhandle that.
Oh my God. I once.
You have to tell me off the air who he is.
Okay.
So I don't recruit him. Do I not know him?
You know the mutual friend, but you don't know him.
All right.
But I once helped a coworker. This was probably 15 years ago or so. Helped a coworker who was moving. They had to temporarily move some stuff to a storage unit before they could move into this other place. And so he had a truck, and he's like, will you help me just do a couple of things? And I was thinking, Jeremy, this is too old. We're both too old for the... But yes, I'll help. He's moving stuff into his storage room, and it includes... his nightstand from his bedroom.
The bottom drawer.
It was the top drawer for him.
Wow. Was it taped shut?
No, and that's just it. And it spilled out.
Oh! What fell out? Oh,
is
God.
That a rubber fist?
I don't want to know, but I gotta know.
His exact words to me were, "Well, that's embarrassing. That's the sex drawer."
Yeah.
Oh, the SD.
Do you help pick all that up?
He's scrambling in a storage unit. You know, one of those things where,
washed it off before they used it.
And it spilled out, and I'm standing there, and I just kind of like, I think I'll go back to the truck and see if there's anything else.
Just goes rolling out.
Yeah. He's like, "That's the sex drawer. I'm embarrassed."
Is there anything worse than moving? No.
That. It's like vibrating out of the storage unit. What is chasing it down?
The police are called. There's some sort of strange vibration going on.
A suspicious package. Oh, man. Yeah. Tape that drawer up.
So that is my suspicion, is that some people like to help move because they want to see that
Your
stuff.
Your naughty bits.
Here's Ken. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show.
How you doing this morning?
I'm swell, thanks. What's on your mind?
You know, the last move I did with, I had two men in a truck, and they carried the furniture and the boxes, and it worked great. But we're in our 60s, and there's a couple guys that were in their 70s, and we helped some friends move, and they were so totally unprepared. There was clothes in the washer, in the dryer, in the washer, you know, wet. There was still stuff in the file cabinets, so you can't carry out a 300-400 pound.
Yeah, no. I think that's one of our subtitles with all this is, if you agree to help somebody move, you tell them, when I show up at your house,
right,
everything is packed, ready to go. Mm-hmm. I am simply picking up. I'm only lifting with my legs and moving onto
the
truck.
It's like a moving amendment. You know?
Yes,
yeah, the refrigerator was.
Yeah,
we need
like a mover's bill of rights kind of thing.
You don't go, you know, help somebody move to chit chat and to catch up and to throw the ball while they finish
Who
packing.
Who was it that was telling us the story that they went to help somebody move and that person, able bodied and fine, but they sat in a chair and watched their friends move their stuff?
I would run them over.
That was
the
just about
truck.
A month ago. Somebody was telling
so
us
weird.
That story.
So,
Ken, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. Here's Jason. Jason, what do you say?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
I have got to say, a little bit higher than you guys, I'm going to go up to 55. I'm in my mid-40s, and when I move, you know, I got friends plus 10, minus 10.
No.
You cannot be 55 and
ask people to help you move.
Oh, I'm telling you.
No.
It's a good way to save a buck.
No, now you're starting.
It's a great workout, and forget the fireman's calendar.
No.
Jason, I'm moving today.
No, because that smacks of Beverly Hillbillies to me. Have a great day, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the
show. That is a good friend right there.
Here's Lucky. Good morning, Lucky.
Morning.
What do you have to say about this?
Yeah, I was going to say I'm 34 now, and I just moved out. Oh, sorry, 33 now, about to turn 34. Just moved out from Arkansas, and it was like the worst thing I've ever done in my life by far. So I'm going to say we're going to call it at 34. I've got 2 weeks left, and then I'm throwing in the towel. So
he's out.
I'm out.
Me up
now. Guys, I think we should also determine a minimum age, because I moved out here with my 14-year-old son from Arkansas, and oh, my God. We'll just say that's too young. He was, like, literally packing up the garbage. We had, you know, trash bags full of stuff. And he goes and grabs the one out of the trash can and puts it in the back of the U-Haul.
Oh, he's a helper. He's helping.
We broke down halfway here.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah, but you got to at least keep in mind, you got a 14-year-old. You got a teenager who at least is working.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, when your work is counterproductive, I don't know if that counts.
That's true. He might be making more work for you.
Oh, yeah. No, he breaks more than he.
You should have left him in Arkansas.
What brought you here from Arkansas?
Oh, the mountains, I guess, and the sun, and all the beautiful people.
Well, welcome to Colorado,
and thank you for listening. My family does not live here.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Good for you.
No family.
It's huge.
I understand. Yeah. Thank you for listening, and enjoy Colorado.
Hey, have a good one, man.
All right, buddy. Appreciate your call. Here comes Courtney. Hello, Courtney.
Good morning.
Let's get a woman's perspective on this. What do you think?
I don't think age necessarily matters. My husband just helped our friend move and, like, came home with a bunch of her old stuff that she doesn't want anymore. So, like, we got a brand new TV and some speakers, like a sound system, and he seemed pretty proud of himself that he acquired all her old junk. So I think it just kind of depends what they're in it for.
That's a good point. Like, Dom, you live in a very nice neighborhood. You have very nice things. I may help you move.
Can I have your toaster?
Courtney, I'll tell you this. You're all excited about that stuff now. It'll be in a garage sale for you in 1 year.
Oh, I know. I was like, you're happy about this? We don't have room for this stuff. Like, what are we going to do with it? But
and that person who got rid of it is rubbing their hands together saying, yes.
Thank God it's out of the house.
They helped us move and they took it.
Courtney, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Enjoy the sun. Thanks for being on the show. Time for one more. It's Ashley. Ashley, good morning.
Hello.
What do you think?
Well, I'm the oldest of nine, and we moved across country like twice and kind of from house to house a lot. So I just developed a love for organizing and packing. So I'm the list, color-coded, color tape, colored markers, boxes numbered.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Need it, I'll be there.
So do you have like a spreadsheet for all of this stuff?
Pretty much, yep.
Wow.
Do you organize the moving truck, like where the boxes go in the truck?
And like
they're
Tetris.
Organized by room and by number.
Wow. Oh, my God. I'd like to meet you.
Yeah, I actually invited you to the Maleficent movie.
Oh, well, Ashley, I'm house hunting. I'm moving soon. So
yeah, so Ashley, you can help her. Come put a tag on Emily's forehead.
She goes in the back of the truck.
Usually. Ashley, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.